In the weeks prior to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, the Iraqi regime sought to make a deal with Washington to avert war. According to a report in today's New York Times, the overture was transmitted through a Lebanese-American businessman to Richard Perle, head of the Defense Policy Advisory Board and an influential Pentagon advisor, during a meeting in London in early March. It included a pledge that Iraq no longer had any weapons of mass destruction, and an offer to hand over a man suspected of involvement in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. James Risen wrote the New York Times story. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
What else was included in the Iraqi offer?
Well, there were a number of points, mainly a series of concessions about the fact that Iraq would be willing to allow American troops into Iraq, allow thousands of American inspectors to independently search Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. Even the idea that Iraq would hold elections within a year or two. What the Iraqis were trying to do was meet directly with Richard Perle in order to get across these messages. The head of Iraqi intelligence, Tahir Habush, met with this Lebanese American and told him he wanted to meet Perle. And he met with the Lebanese American because he had been told that this man knew Perle, which was true.
Any way of determining whether this was official, whether Saddam Hussein had signed off on this?
Well, Tahir Habush told this Lebanese American, Imad Hajj, that it was sanctioned by the highest levels of the Iraqi government. But there is no independent way to confirm that Saddam Hussein really did confirm it, although it is hard to believe that the head of Iraqi intelligence and other officials would have met in Baghdad with Imad Hajj without Saddam Hussein's knowledge.
Well, obviously the overture was rejected. Why?
Well, Imad Hajj did meet with Perle, and Perle listened, and then he called the CIA and tried to get authorization to meet with the Iraqis, and he was told there was no interest. What he says the CIA said was that they already had some contacts with the Iraqis, and U.S. intelligence officials told me that that was true. They had a series of informal and more formal contacts with the Iraqis in the weeks before the war, and had tried to arrange their own meeting with Habush. And that had not happened, but there had been some other contacts.
So the U.S. was trying to arrange a meeting, and they couldn't pull it off, and this businessman is offering a meeting, and they figure that it's not going to happen since they've already been turned down.
Yeah, one of the odd things about all of this, it's a very odd series of contacts, and I think what happened is that in the Middle East, there tends to be, it seems, just from my limited experience here, that some governments, some people like Saddam Hussein, seem to put a higher value in informal back channels that, without realizing that those kind of informal channels tend to be suspect in Washington, where the government is a highly formalized process, unlike in some other capitals. And so Washington just doesn't seem to work in back channels very well anymore these days.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
New York Times reporter James Risen.